It's you, my dear. Welcome, welcome. How wonderful to see you once again. Oh, of course. My apologies. Let me just bring myself back down to earth. Gently. And there. Goodness. What must you think of me? Greeting you in mid-air like that. Please, forgive my manners. I'm glad you think so. I've been thinking of ways to spice up my entrance. Audiences these days seem to crave the impossible. Just imagine their faces if I were to float onto the stage like a cloud across the moon. That would surely get them fired up. Don't you think? Marvelous. Oh, but wait, what am I doing? Keeping you standing in the doorway like that? Please, come in. Sit wherever you like. And before you ask, yes, the chaise is real velvet. May I offer you a drink? I have anything you could possibly... Oh, don't be alarmed, my dear. It's just for security purposes. Please, understand. I can't have just anyone wandering in here. This is a rather competitive industry. You'd be surprised how often I catch myself a little Snoopy Two-Shoes who claims they'd simply gotten lost. A likely story. But in any case... locking my door is the very least I can do to protect myself. How do I know you're not a spy? Oh, my dear, I could sense it as soon as you stepped on stage with me. Those who would steal my secrets always have this conniving air about them. Fake smiles plastered on, their eyes darting here and there, like thieves in a jewelry shop. Their every movement positively drips with guile. But you, my dear, I get no such vibe from you. That smile you wore as you stepped into the light, as bright as the morning sun, yet with a touch of shyness, as he pondered the wonders to come. So eager, yet so soft. Like a bride awaiting her partner's kiss. Such an aura could never come from someone with ill intent. No, it could only come from one with a pure and honest heart. A rare find in this business, indeed. But forgive me. Where were we? Oh, yes, your drink. I have anything your heart desires. Tea, lemonade, sparkling water. Or perhaps you're in the mood for something a bit stronger. I also have a variety of spirits. Tea? Yes, of course. What flavor will you have? An excellent choice. I'm rather fond of that blend myself. You have very good taste. Did you enjoy the show? Marvelous. That means a great deal, especially coming from you. I must thank you again for being such a wonderful volunteer. Not everyone is so open-minded or so good-humored. Too often, I either get the skeptics who volunteer with the sole purpose of trying to disprove the trick or else the spies, like I mentioned earlier. Or if they're neither of those, then they're utter morons who can barely even hold the props right side up. But to have someone like you, whose sense of childlike wonder is still untouched by the cynical world, it almost feels like the good old days. The pleasure was all mine, my dear. Tell me, have you ever thought about a career on the stage? I think you'd be a natural. I'm quite serious. In fact, I've been considering taking on an assistant. After seeing you on stage earlier, I think you'd be perfect. Would you perhaps be interested? And there's that modest streak shining through. Yet another of your endless, endearing traits. You'd be wonderful. You take direction well. You have a natural flair for performing, and your beauty and wit would put the gods themselves to shame. I could look 1,000 years or more, never find one more suitable than you. Very well. I'll prove it to you. Lovely, isn't it? 100% silk. Over 50 years old. Yes, this top hat once belonged to my grandfather. Look inside. Do you see anything? Now, watch carefully. And presto. Meet Daisy. Yes, that's right. She's been my faithful companion ever since I first took to the stage. She is indeed. Still, one can only get so far with a feathered friend. After a while, one starts to long for something more. Someone who can actually carry on a conversation. Someone who understands you. Who knows your dreams and your fears, and shares theirs with yours in turn. Someone to stand beside you, to hold you through the storms of life. But in any case, tell me, how did I do it? There was nothing inside the hat, you saw. How could I possibly have made her appear from nowhere? Exactly. I just place my finger here, lift up, and voila, a dove-sized compartment. Don't worry, I don't keep her cooped up in there around the clock. She has a lovely cage, all her own. Good girl, Daisy. Oh, you'd be surprised, my dear. There's an astonishing number of fools in the world who can barely add 2 and 2. Still, if you need more convincing, I'll be happy to oblige. How about this one? True. We don't usually reveal our secrets to just anybody. But everyone bends the rules now and then. Why draw a line in the sand, if not to tempt people to cross it? Besides, you would never betray me. Would you, my dear? You would never use my secrets against me. Of course not. Now, I'm just going to keep shuffling. Stop me whenever you like. Okay, let's see what we've got. Huh. The Ace of Hearts. Perfect. Now, would you write your name on it for me? There we go. Now, let's take the card and put it back in the deck. We'll cut the deck here and here. Give it a shuffle. And with a snap of my fingers, I've made your card vanish from the deck. Don't believe me? Go on, take a look. Would you look at that? Ace of clubs, ace of diamonds, ace of spades, but no ace of hearts. Not quite. You're welcome to check my sleeves if you'd like, though sadly all you'll find is my wrists. Would you like me to show you where it really is? As you wish. Here, catch. If I were to cut that orange open, I wonder what we'd find inside. Yes, Wei. All we need is a nice sharp knife. May I? Why so hesitant, my dear? It's just an orange. I promise, it won't feel a thing. Thank you. There we go. A quick cut here and here, separate the halves, and voila, a card. And not just any card, your card. The Ace of Hearts, signed with your name. You tell me, my dear. Think through it. Step by step. Precisely. It's quite simple. A duplicate card. With the help of a little double-sided tape, the first card, the one that you signed, seems to disappear from the deck, only to supposedly reappear inside the orange. When in truth, the card in the fruit is a double. A good question indeed. How could I have gotten your signature in order to prepare the duplicate? Oh, no, my dear. You don't need to apologize. The hour is late and you've had quite the busy day. It's only natural that you should be tired. Think back to earlier. Was there anything else that you signed recently? Correct! Marvelous, my dear. A mind as sharp as a dagger's point. Now, do you see? You were born for the stage. How can you deny such a clear sign of fate? Together we shall be Mirabelle and her awe-inspiring assistant. Together we shall sweep the world off its feet. What was that, my dear? I didn't quite catch it. No. Oh, but, my dear, how could you possibly give up such an opportunity? The chance to do what you were made for. You're not going anywhere, my dove. The way you're slurring your words, you're clearly in no shape to be out on your own. Besides, I can't just let you walk away. Not when I've finally found you. I'm not about to lose you. Not now. Oh, no, please, don't try to... Oh, my dear, what were you thinking? Bolting to your feet in your state. You could have been hurt. Here, lie back on the chaise. Let me put a pillow under your head. There. I'll fetch you a blanket in a moment. We wouldn't want you to get cold. There now. Shh. It's all right, my precious. I know it must be frightening, trying to move and having your body deny you. But it will be all right. I promise. The effects won't last long, just long enough for me to get us both somewhere safe. Now, let sleep fold you in its velvet embrace, and when you wake, everything will be as it ought to be. There you go. Just give in, my dove. Let those heavy eyes close, and let yourself drift off. That's it. Shh. Dream of me, my precious dove. Dream of me.